Good morning. God, our Creator, we give you thanks for those who have been fathers for us. Help us inherit from them that which will make us more fully your people. Where they have offered us blessings of love, may we incorporate those gifts into our lives. Where they have hurt us or fallen short of our expectations, may we learn from them, that we might not repeat their mistakes. May the honor we convey toward our fathers reflect the honor that we feel toward you. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. I invite you to stand and pass the peace of Christ to your neighbors.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there who's a father or some paternal figure. We offer a warm welcome to everyone who's worshiping with us today, especially those who are visiting. If you are visiting with us today, please be sure to see an usher after the service so that we may give you a welcome packet. As I'm sharing announcements, please complete the form in the red folder and then pass it to the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. And you may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so that our ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. For the fathers out there in the narthex, there is a basket of gifts. So after the service, please go out and grab one for yourself. And I believe that's it for us. Does anyone have anything to announce? Of course, just make sure that, of course, you look at everything in the bulletin. There's lots of news going on. I just don't actually have one right in front of me. Let us begin with our worship. Please rise for the call to worship. Holy God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the mystery of the eternal Trinity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship. One God, now and forever. Amen. Please join me in the opening prayer. Everlasting God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and ever live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Grant that we may always hold firmly and joyfully to this faith And living in praise of your divine majesty, may we finally be one in you, who are three persons in one God, forever and ever. Amen. We will be doing two hymns of praise. You'll see in your bulletin first, number 2023, from Majestic is Your Name, and then number 64.
How are you?
I'm with this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what today is, right? What is today?
Father's Day.
Father's Day, that's right. It's the day we do special things to make Dad happy.
Yeah, you can do really happy. You can make your mom's work and Dad's can't do nothing.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to make Dad happy in the long run. So let's talk about some of the things, okay? What things might we do for our dads on Father's Day?
Make them happy.
Okay.
Give them lots of love.
Give them love, that's right. What else might we get for them? Or
I don't have a picture.
A picture? Yep, that's a good idea. Is anyone getting Dad a card?
I got something.
Okay, you don't know yet? Okay, well, that's good. That's important that you did. You can make him a book. Those are all good ideas. But what about our Heavenly Father? Shouldn't we give him something too? Well, we could. our dilemma comes because what in the world do we give God? I mean, the whole world is His already. So what do you give someone who already has everything? What would you give God? Your pretty smile? What else could we give God?
Love.
We can give God love. What else can we give Him? How about obedience? We listen to Him. Fortunately, the Bible tells us just what God wants. Deuteronomy tells us, "What does the Lord your God ask for of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of His ways, to serve the Lord your God with all of your heart and soul?" You see, God wants us to love Him and walk in His ways. This means obeying all of His commandments, not just some of them. No, not just some of them, all of them. And if we give Him all of our heart, He will be the happiest Father you can imagine. So we don't need to send God a Father's Day card. We can say Happy Father's Day to Him simply by loving Him and obeying His commandments. That's something that we should all pray about. Father, thank You for our dads, and thank You that You are the Father of us all. Help us to walk in all of Your ways so as to always please You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to get cups? Who wants to help pass out? Bulletins. Okay. There's bulletins if you want to help pass those out. And today's children's collection goes for Union Mission of Latrobe.
The scripture reading is from the book of Genesis, page 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from," and let separate the waters from the waters. I'm sorry. And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and there was evening and there was morning, a second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters were gathered together, He called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind upon the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit which is their seed, each according to its own kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was an evening, and there was a morning, a third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, and separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens, and give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, and greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was an evening, and there was a morning, a fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures. Let birds fly over the earth across the firmament of the heavens. So God created the great sea monsters, every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the cattle according to their kinds, and everything that creeps upon the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all of the host of them. On the seventh day, God finished his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which he had done in creation. The anthem has changed around a bit. I'm going to be doing My Father's Heart, and the choir is going to be pulling in This Is the Day at a different portion in the service.
Let everything that breathes praise you, the earth, the sky, the sea, praise you, just as nature shows to us your blessing. Soon I find my heart confessing. My love is not my own, it all belongs to you, and after all you've done the least that I can do is live forever.
The responsive reading says number 742. It is Psalm 8, but it's actually on page 743. O Lord, our Lord, your glory is chanted above the heavens by the mouth of babes and infants. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Yet you have made them less, made them little less than God. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. All sheep and oxen,
and also the beasts of the field,
the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, it is now time for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings, if the ushers may come forth. God, who moves before us, behind us, and beside us, through your risen Son, you have commanded us to go, but we have made ourselves comfortable in our churches and in our homes. You have commanded us to reach out to the world, but often we have limited that outreach to those who look like us, speak like us, live like us. As we worship this morning and we pray the prayers and sing the songs, And as we offer ourselves and our gifts to you, remind us again that we are called to go into the world. Help us to be more of a movement of hope and love and less an institution of rules and protection of the way things have always been. We pray in the name of the one who sends us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
We come to the point in our service where we share our joys and our concerns and lift them up to the Lord. I did not receive any cards up here, but are there any joys and concerns that you'd like to share? Seeing none, I would direct you to look in the back of your bulletin and keep the people listed there in your prayers. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer with our prayer hymn, Holy, Holy. The chancel rail will be open if anyone would like to join me for a moment of prayer. For a moment, while I said that we didn't have any cards, but I forgot I had tucked away a couple from early service that should be shared. When we continue to pray, keep baby Anthony, a newborn with intestinal problems, in your prayers. Also, keep the Litterini family in your prayers as Norm Litterini passed away yesterday. And Charlie from early service wanted everyone to know Happy Father's Day. Let us pray. Living God, Holy Trinity, whose sovereignty we need and resist, and fear yet long for, hear our prayer. We pray for all who meet and work in this place. Align our purposes with yours, and lead us by your sovereign love. We pray for the church, local and worldwide. Thank you for its dissonant diversity. Forgive its righteous wrongdoing, inhumanity, and abuse of power. Stir up their noblest vision. Bring us closer to Christ and each other. We pray for people of faiths other than our own. Stir up their noblest visions. Forgive their sin and show us their gifts of wisdom, truth, and peace. We pray for people in need. Tame the violence of war and the rhetoric of war makers. Strengthen peacemakers. Comfort those who mourn. Bring food to the hungry and hope to the oppressed. And make us hungry and thirsty for justice, mercy, and kindness. We pray for institutions, systems, and power, local, national, and global. Servants of Christ, yet sinful and corrupt, restrain their folly and expose their pretense. Waken the conscience of the powerful and the hopes of the weak. Show us our captivities in Christ's resurrection power. We pray for all living things on earth. Thank you for all of earth's creatures. Repair the fabric of life. Restore and renew our creation. Living and loving God, bring all things to completion in Christ and bring us home to you. Our source, our goal, our hope, our joy. We pray these things in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16 through 20. You can find it in the Pew Bible on page 32 of the New Testament if you want to follow along. I would ask that we all stand for the reading of the gospel. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Good morning. We gather here today, as we do every Sunday, to worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Today is once again a special Sunday in the life of the church. It is also a Sunday when two different occasions happen to be celebrated at the same time. Can anyone tell me what those two occasions are? Father's Day is one of them. Now, when you come to worship, worship is actually a verb, which is active, not passive. So I ask, you answer, we all join in this together. So what's the other part? We got Father's Day. What's the second thing? Trinity Sunday. Can anyone tell me what Trinity Sunday is about, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I want to take a brief moment to mention fathers real quick. I want to say Happy Father's Day to everyone, and if I hope that your children have showed you the love and honor that you deserve, and that you have done the same also. When you were celebrating Father's Day, or when you celebrate Father's Day later today, are you going to remember to include God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Has anyone celebrated already? Did you let God join in that? Well, today is Father's Day, and that's important to us, but that's not why we gather here today. We gather here today and every Sunday to worship God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, "And do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven." Does that mean that fathers aren't important? No, it doesn't. After all, God tells us to honor our parents. That is one of the Ten Commandments, right? Well, then why does Jesus tell us to call no man our father? That's not quite an easy one to answer. And I may need to ponder this for a moment. While I do, let's move on and talk about the Holy Trinity. What can you tell me about the Holy Trinity other than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Can we see it? Can we touch it? Can we smell it? What is the Holy Trinity? Anyone? The completeness of God. That is correct. Did you know that the Bible doesn't mention the name or the title of the Holy Trinity? The name and title of the Holy Trinity was something that man came up with to try to explain the nature and the mystery of God. Mentioned in three distinctly different ways in the Bible, yet as one entity. Do we really need to understand why something is or how something works in order to believe that it exists? I don't think so. Does everyone know who John Wesley is? Can anyone tell me, someone different tell me who John Wesley is? The father of the Methodist Church. Well, in one of his sermons on the Holy Trinity, he had this to say. All who try to explain the Holy Trinity have hurt the cause which they intended to promote, having only, as Job said, darkened counsel by words without knowledge. Basically, he is saying that people do more damage trying to explain something they don't understand, something that hasn't been revealed to us, and something that isn't necessary to know. He goes on to say, here is a twofold mistake. One, we do not require you to believe any mystery in this, even though you think we do. Two, you already believe many things which you cannot comprehend. God doesn't require that we understand how he does things in order to believe him. He doesn't require that we understand how or why the Holy Trinity works, just that it does. All we need to do is experience and just believe in what he has revealed to us. Can anyone tell me what he has revealed to us about the Holy Spirit? It could be direct revelation or things that we understand about the Holy Spirit because of what he has done. Would you say that the Holy Spirit is love? Or, I'm sorry, forgiveness, peace, comfort? It's all of those. He is love, he is hope, he is security, he is life, he is everything, and he is jealous. In the book of Exodus, we are given God's commandments, one of which is, thou shalt not make unto thee a graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God. Did you ever wonder why graven images and idols are forbidden? After all, most of the time, they're just something pretty to look at or someone to look up to. Can anyone give me examples of idols? What can be considered idols? Money. Anything else? How about anything that comes before God? Well, that just sums it all up. So just about anything out there, whether it's drink, drugs, money, friends, family, images, if it's put before God, is an idol. So that could be an idol, correct? We don't necessarily think of
that all the time, that if we were to put the cross or anything of that nature above God or in front of God, then it would become an idol. How about fathers? Could they be idols? Could parents become idols? Sure. So why are they forbidden? Well, they can be misleading. They could be harmful. And they run the risk of being placed in front of God. I believe this is why Jesus tells us that no man on earth should be called your father. But wait a minute. Would that make Jesus an idol? After all, we profess to follow Jesus and worship him, but God tells us to have no other gods before him. So how can we worship and follow Jesus? No, don't worry. I haven't gone crazy. The answer is in the Holy Trinity and its transitive nature. If you remember from math class, A equals B, B equals C, therefore A, B, and C are all equal. This means they're the same, and if A, B, and C are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then when we worship Jesus, we are worshiping the Father and the Holy Spirit also. It means that we don't have to understand how the Holy Trinity is possible to know that it exists and that it is real, and that we can worship one and all three at the same time. It also means to us that even though that we don't fully understand the Holy Trinity, we can believe in it and take that sure belief and share it with others. Uh-oh, I mentioned the word share. Some may say, well, I believe it without a doubt, but I don't know how to share it with others. Well, let's take a minute to think about it. The qualities of love, hope, and peace that he has revealed to us are the things that he asks us to reveal to others. So how do we go about doing that, living it? We live it, we speak it, and we communicate it. Well, we have to also make sure that we don't keep it here. It has to be spread. Oftentimes, it seems that the problem is when we get out the door and to the other people. That's when people get nervous or kind of clam up a little. But we shared the words, we can demonstrate by action, and we must absolutely, absolutely carry it outward from here. I challenge you to not only follow Jesus' directions from the Great Commission, but to live that commission to its fullest. Share the Holy Trinity with others by your words and your actions. St. Francis of Assisi is quoted as saying, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." These are very true words, and these are words to live by.
Holy Trinity, outgoing, sending, send us in your name and in your image. Grow in us your delight in otherness, difference, and variety. Inspire in us your unity of loving purpose. Instill in us your joy in receiving and giving. Build between us relationships that practice peace. And because we and our world are bent and broken, wounded and willful, trapped in captivities, sinned against and sinning, build us the longing to forgive and be forgiven. Instill in us the strength to hear truth spoken in love. Inspire in us determination to stay in covenant with you and with each other, and grow in us courage to risk reaching out in love to the enemy and the stranger. Through Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. Amen.